I hope not. I don't like lectures generally. I mean, if you look at the standard lecture, it's probably not very good. I mean, it's even the best lecturers have their bad days and so on. Again, I'm going on UBC experience a bit here. We had a forestry management program, managing the forests, and we redesigned it completely for mixed mode. And the professor was a very good lecturer, and he was worried about losing his lectures. And the students seemed to like the lectures. So what we did, we had three lectures in a 13-week term. The opening lecture, which was really the inspiring lecture, this is your responsibility as a manager of the forests. Here's how badly managed forests operate, with some good examples from Canada of clear-cut forestry and so on. And so he used the first lecture for the motivational side. Now, you could have done that on TV and you could have recorded it. In fact, it was recorded and available to the students afterwards. But they wanted to come and ask questions and feel part of an event. And those who could came, and those who couldn't didn't, but most of them came for that. Then we'd have not so much a lecture, but a midway through the semester, they'd be doing work online and so on, and they would have small group activities face to face. But midway through was the lecture saying, okay, here we are so far. Now, what's come up from this course? What are the issues that are bothering you? Here's where we're going to with the rest of the course, with the rest of this semester, and now's the chance to sort out any things you're concerned about. And then at the end, there was the wrap-up where they all came together, done their work, he congratulated them, he picked best examples of the work and discussed, okay, now where do you go from here? What courses should you be taking? What's your responsibilities now? And so on. And so, yes, there is a role for the lecture, but it has to be thought out. Why am I requiring students come and sit in front of me when I could record this? It should be that, you see, it's the other way around at the moment. Professors are saying, what could I do on video, or what could I do online? Instead of saying, why do I need to be here in the classroom? Why do the students need to be here? And there are often good reasons for that, but you've got to make that very clear to the students, and you've got to be very clear yourself as a professor why you want to do that.